What Can a Body Do? By Amanda Casher. Introduction. Quote, disability is the attribution of corporeal deviance, not so much a property of bodies as a product of cultural rules about what bodies should be or do. End quote. By Rosemary Garland Thompson in Disability, Identity and Representation, an Introduction, in Extraordinary Bodies, Figuring Physical Disability in American Culture and Literature. Quote, we know nothing about a body until we know what it can do. In other words, what its effects are, how they can or cannot enter into composition with other effects, with the effects of another body, either to destroy that body or to be destroyed by it, either to exchange actions and passions with it, or to join with it in composing a more powerful body. End quote. By Deleuze and Guattari in Becoming Intense, Becoming Animal in A Thousand Plateaus, Capitalism and Schizophrenia. In his study Expressionism in Philosophy, Spinoza, 1990, French philosopher Gilles Deleuze famously grapples with Spinoza's question, what can a body do? This exhibition narrows Deleuze's query then, asking, what can a disabled body do? What does it mean to inscribe a contemporary work of art with experiences of disability? What shapes or forms can these inscriptions take? How precisely can perceptions of the disabled body be liberated from binary classifications such as normal versus deviant or ability versus disability that themselves delimit bodies and constrain action? What alternative frameworks can be employed by scholars, curators, and artists in order to determine a new fate for the often stigmatized disabled identity? In What Can a Body Do?, Deleuze draws from two statements by 17th century Dutch philosopher Baruch de Spinoza. We do not even know what a body is capable of, and we do not even know of what affections we are capable, nor the extent of our power. End quote. In other words, we haven't even begun to understand the potential of our own bodies. Most of us know even less about the disabled body. It is important to think about what disability does rather than simply what it is. Such reframing breaks binary constructs as it is focused on a type of concretized being in the world, on the truths of living inside a disabled body. As disability bioethicist Jackie Leach Scully argues, quote, understanding the experience of disability from this inside is essential to inform ethical judgments about impairment. End quote. Asking what the disabled body can do helps us to understand what it means to think and be through the variant body. To use a term originally developed by Michel Foucault to describe ways of knowing that are left out, the disabled experience has been a subjugated knowledge. But what if disability could become an epistemic resource and an embodied cognition embedded within politicized consciousness, or more simply, a way of knowing the world? For this exhibition, 9 contemporary artists, including Joseph Greigley, Christine Sun Kim, Park MacArthur, Alison O'Daniel, Carmen Papalia, Laura Swanson, Chun Shan Sandy Yee, Corbin Walker, and Ada Jemieski, demonstrate new possibilities across a range of media by exploring bodily configurations in figurative and abstract forms. The artists invent and reframe disability each time anew. They challenge entrenched views of disability, both positive and negative, and show that we do not yet know what bodies are, nor what bodies, all bodies, can or should do. Their work confronts dominant cultural perceptions of scale, deafness, blindness, mobility, visible and invisible body differences, as well as the negative characteristics often attributed to disabled people. These 9 artists adjust and destabilize an often reductive representation of the disabled body to move towards more complex concepts of embodiment. The notion of complex embodiment was developed by disability studies scholar Tobin Siebers, reacting to the limitations of the ideology of ability. He says, quote, disability creates theories of embodiment more complex than the ideology of ability allows, and these many embodiments are each crucial to the understanding of humanity and its variations, whether physical, mental, social, or historical.
The ultimate purpose of complex embodiment as theory is to give disabled people greater knowledge of and control over their bodies in situations where increased knowledge and control are possible." End quote. Complex embodiment argues that the perception and experience of disability are complex, nuanced, and individual. Complex embodiment also suggests that there is no one way to look at or think about experience of disability, offering avenues of inquiry that take us down an unconventional path. In turn, categories of difference, identity, and disadvantage in relationship to disability can no longer be essentialized. What would it mean to stretch the perceived contours of material bodies, where identity is not understood as essential, but as a complex coding of experience? As Siebers has argued, the disabled body changes the process of representation itself. Blind hands envision the faces of old acquaintances. Deaf eyes listen to public television. Mouths sign autographs. Could disability studies change body theory and contemporary art as usual? End quote. The artists in this exhibition radically open up our expectations for encounters with the physical world and demonstrate that various subject positions can be ruptured and replaced by a complex embodiment that includes impairment as a means for illumination. They use a blend of representational and non-representational imagery, immersive environments, two-dimensional and three-dimensional objects and sculptures, performances and social practice to explore non-standard perceptual and sensory practices and experiences. They create mixed, hybridized, and invented senses, even a new language. The artists foreground new possibilities, such as how to experience music based on the imagery of physical gestures and movement in the work of Joseph Greigley, Christine Sun Kim, and Allison O'Daniel, or how sound can provide a new entry point for a walk through an urban environment in Carmen Papalia's installation. Path MacArthur's New York City Care Collective complicates notions of capacity and ability in the intermingling of bodies playing roles of carer and caree. Laura Swanson and Corbin Walker both destabilize common notions of scale and prejudicial associations regarding height and size by offering alternative enclosures for dwarf embodiment. In Chun Shan Sandy Yee's work, the artist challenges notions of a complete body by suggesting that the body can reinvent itself through new footwear and disability fashion, while Zhemayevsky's intertwined male bodies and female bodies, one an amputee and the other non-amputees, transform definitions of support and insufficiency. Within these possibilities, the artists maintain an authority and ownership over their bodies and their bodies' experiences that rearrange, reorder, and help us rethink what a body can do. What else happens when different bodies and objects come together? What is the power of this conjunction? As suggested by Deleuze at the beginning of this essay, affect is an ontological openness and vulnerability to change in anything we might encounter. For example, Brian Misumi uses the concept of affect as though it has a margin of maneuverability, where we might be able to go and what we might be able to do in every present situation. Queer theorist Jasbir Pawar calls affect, quote, a site of bodily creative discombobulation and resistance, end quote. The night artists in this exhibition operate within such a margin, a space that offers resistance and yet is also filled with abundant possibilities, where there is a push for a broader politics of disabled identity. The power of allowing the audience to encounter their multisensorial work in this exhibition also lies in the possibility of being destabilized by the, quote, radical alterity of the other, in seeing his or her difference not as a threat, but as a resource to question your own position in the world, end quote. These affective spaces offer the profound capacity for change, evolution, transformation, and movement, both literal and metaphoric, and ultimately reap new form and restabilization. They impel us not simply to look at bodies, but to contemplate what it is to live our bodies. Ultimately, perception is not based in the information the body receives about the world, but in how the body inhabits this world. These artists teach us that what a body has the ability to be and do is open to question.